back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One piece of good news, Joe Biden has made a decision that I agree with 100%. Joe Biden has said now that Donald Trump will not get regular or any intel briefings, classified information about what's going on in foreign policy and the United States and anywhere else. Now, why is that a big deal? Why is that a big deal? Because by custom, although it's not required by law, former presidents frequently get regular intelligence briefings, keep them up to speed on what's happening. Remember, they were the president. There was a time when they got the deepest intel briefings and sometimes the only ones. And the idea is that if you're John Kennedy, you definitely want Dwight Eisenhower getting briefings. He might have some insights and some advice that could help you. And if you're Bill Clinton, you might want George H.W. Bush, who'd interacted as head of the CIA and as vice president and president with the commie Ruskies. And, you know, if you're Obama, you might want George W. Bush knowledgeable about things. George W. Bush is a terrible president, but the point is all these prior presidents were not going to be betraying us to the commie Ruskies or the Chi-Coms. You know, if you are Trump, I don't know how much intel he gave to Barack Obama, but you knew Barack Obama was not going to release it to any enemies of the United States. Well, Biden handled it very skillfully. You know well, because I believe this, that the fear is that Trump would either sell this information to the commie Ruskies because he owes $400 million to somebody and he won't deny that it's they and their cartels and their oligarchs. And what Biden would tell him would be very valuable to the commie Ruskies. That's the main reason. Another reason is Trump has the attention span of a gnat. He sort of flits around and he's liable to blurt something out unintentionally or intentionally. And also, he's running for president again in 2024. Why would you give him intel briefings? Well, he can then make an issue of it and try to embarrass you. So what Biden did was very, very smart. What Biden did, he didn't say he'd sell it to the commie Ruskies, although he would, in my view. He didn't say, guys, running again in 2024, he'll shoot his mouth off and not cooperate at all and try to make issues of confidential information. So he said, well, he's impulsive. He's impulsive. That's right. He said he's impulsive. Well, he is impulsive. So that was the fig leaf. That was the fig leaf. But Biden's not going to give Trump briefings. Thank God he's not going to give Trump briefings. Going to the lines. Dale of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dale?
Well, when Biden said that, I was pretty overjoyed too. But unfortunately, he said Trump shouldn't get briefings. But then I double checked, and he's leaving it up to the intelligence officers, actually. So in his view, he shouldn't get briefings, but he's leaving it up to the intelligence community's discretion. I'm in a car, otherwise I would send you the links, and they're not. I double checked them. That's solid 100%. So he's not actually stopping Trump from getting briefings.
Okay, Dale, thanks for calling in. I was not aware of that, but I will tell you something about the presidency and human nature is, if the president of the United States goes on and says, I don't think he should get briefings, I don't see many intelligence officers, and that includes the Secretary of State, the head of the CIA, you know, Jake Sullivan, the young guy that he picked as the National Security Advisor, none of them are going to freelance. I can tell you that. None of them will freelance. At most, what they might say is call up, and he will take their calls. He takes their calls anytime. They'll call up Biden on a secure line, and they'll say, Mr. President, we agree with you. In this particular case, we have an informant saying the commie Ruskies, and they say that Trump did this. We want to verify that with him, so we want to give him a limited intel briefing and get his response. I can say they are not going to just go freelancing and give him regular. I don't care. Somebody like Biden's a sly old fox. He's a sly old muskie. You go up to the Chippewa flowage. I fish for muskie in the Chippewa flowage, and I never caught one at all because they're big fish and they lie in the bottom. They know what they're doing and they're not dumb. And that is Biden. So Biden doesn't get out there and go, I'm not going to give intel briefings to Trump. I don't think he should have them, but I'll leave it up to this one and that one, whom I control, I appointed, and they are out of there in a minute if they seriously do something that I don't want to see done. So Dale, thank you for the intel. I had not known that that is a further thing that occurred. I can tell you, however, that none of them are going to go strain anywhere. And if they have a good reason to give it to him, only perhaps to verify something that he's alleged to have done, then so be it. But great info. Yep, Dale, thanks good. A lot for calling in. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. One other piece of good news, the Lou Dobbs show has been canceled on Fox. Now, Lou Dobbs, whenever you watched him, and I hardly ever watched him, but sometimes in a gym, you know, somebody would have the thing on and I'd look up, and, oh, my God, this guy. This guy was more, he went too far, even by their standards, even by their standards in trying to get viewers away from Newsmax. He went too far. How do we know he went too far? Because Fox has been sued for multi-billion dollars by Smartmatic. Smartmatic is one of the companies that makes software for the voting machines. Dominion's another. And Lou Dobbs, right out of thin air. And I've seen, he's smoother. He's smoother than a guy like Giuliani. And he shakes his head regretfully and he goes, oh, well, the, you know, it's really hard to believe that Trump lost that state, some people say, and he shrugs and this and that. He's named as a defendant along with Fox in that multi-billion dollar case. And there are a lot of things that a company can put up with, but the threat of a multi-billion dollar judgment for libel, for defamation, which they could get if it destroys their company. Dominion, which is a good company, and the odd thing about Dominion is that they did not provide a lot of the voting machines, and the ones they did were in the rural areas that Trump won. And he pulled their name out of thin air. And Smartmatic, he said there was this backdoor feature to it where you could sneak in and change votes. It was a lie, but it hurt Smartmatic sales and could drive it out of business. So they're getting rid of Lou Dobbs. I don't really trust him. They haven't fired him. They just say he doesn't have a show. They'll lie in the weeds. If they settle the case or win it, they'll sneak him back in. But Gene Pirro and some of the other people are also named. They have not been taken off the air yet. But they have gotten a real, real stiff talk to, and you see them all now, like the Newsmax guy, when he had Lindell, the MyPillow guy, on there. MyPillow guy goes, there was fraud. And the guy, no, there wasn't fraud. Let me read a canned thing our lawyers told us to read. We know there's no fraud. Yes, there was. The guy gets up and walks off the set. This is how sad they are. How sad they are, and people continue to watch this stuff. But they won't have Lou Dobbs to kick around anymore, like Nixon in 1962, unless the case goes away and then they'll sneak him back on. But at least for now, he's off. I think Gene Pirro should be off. The rest of them, they get up there. It's one thing, you know, Chris Wallace is a conservative, but at least he's on the up and up. Some of these guys are not on the up and up, and some of these guys have defamed people and cost a lot of money. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.